Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 3, we were talking about filling our heart with the things of God so that there is no place in it for sin. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
We're reminded of James chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. It says, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." It may be videos, might be TV, could be magazines. That is the first step. And it is not pure. Then that temptation, after a while, is no longer as exciting. And like a drug, it desires more and more and more often. And before too long, you become obsessed with it until Satan has a stronghold. And my friend, it comes back to the fact that you lost it in purity. Now, if you're having a problem with pornography, for an example, my friend, put it down. Don't go near where they sell it. Don't go near the places where you bought it. If it's on the internet, get the internet out of your home. You don't need it. In other words, just stay away from it. Now, ours is to fight it, and we are to fight it with the right mind and thought life. Now, remember, it's out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. So, we need to fill the heart with the right thoughts. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 is an excellent verse. It's probably one that each of us need to memorize and write it down and refer to it often. There it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Do these things, whether it be sins of the tongue, the things as dress, videos, etc., meet the criteria that is given us here in God's sight? Other words, whether it's watching a bad video, whether it is dressing provocatively, or something else of that nature, we need to ask ourselves the question from Philippians 4:8. Does this thing smack of a good report? Is it lovely? Is it really pure in God's sight? Is it just? Is it honest? Is it true? And if it fails any of those tests, then it's wrong. Think on Scripture. If you do not understand it, be determined to not quit until you're sure God has shown it to you. Proverbs tells us to search for this wisdom as for silver, gold, or hid treasures. During the day, on the job, at home, or wherever, as temptation begins to come, you begin to think on the Word of God. As a matter of fact, already be thinking on the Word of God. Think on what you read in it last. For example, some of you listening to me at this time may have read the Bible last night, this morning, or sometime during this day. Can you think right now of what you read? Do you know what the spiritual applications may be? What God would have you to know? I have read the Bible through, I've told you before, Since 1974, at least one time each year, sometimes more. I've studied this word for years. I've been preaching it for over 25 years full-time. I actually preached my first sermon in 1970 in a church building. And so I've been preaching the Word of God over 30 years. And yet, there are times I read and I simply don't understand. I don't know for sure what it's trying to say to me. I don't know its application. And so, I can choose to either just go on reading and not think on it, or I can choose to seek the mind and will of God and to find out exactly what he's trying to say to me through that word. My friend, that is a challenge to each of us as Christians. Think of how insecure impurity makes your wife and children, as well as being a sin against God. Maybe it would be good to one week carry with you a paper and pencil and take it with you everywhere you go and mark down every time Satan puts impurity before your eyes. It may be TV. It might be at the mall. I was walking with my wife through a mall recently, and I says, you know, if there were some of these things on the shopping centers and all that when we were teenagers, they would have come in and closed the stores and arrested somebody. And today we'd think, boy, that's extreme. And yet the problem is we're living extreme in extreme evil and sin today, and the people of God are dull and hardened to sin's effect. It ought to break our heart that sin is against God, that it grieves God's heart. But it's all about us. And so it'd be good to mark down on a piece of paper for a week every time impurity is before your eyes on TV or at the mall or in conversation that has sexual innuendo as you overhear men and women as they speak of the various things of immorality. When you see how the world dresses, what does it say about a person's morality? I was looking at the cover of a magazine called CCM recently. It showed a quartet that was there, and the guys had spiked hair, leather, and tattoos, and about everything else to go with it. And I showed it to a person that was standing there, and I'd seen the copy of the magazine because somebody sent it to me. I certainly didn't order it. But I showed it to somebody and said, if you were walking down the street and you saw these guys just like this, would you say, wow, those must be wonderful Christians. I'm having problems right now, and they're just the ones I believe God would have me go to and talk to about my problems. They look like men that would have a good godly answer. Well, no, you wouldn't even think they were saved. And everyone I did that with just started laughing. And it was funny, and yet it was sad. Because now today, so many call what is good evil, and they call what is evil good, as Isaiah 5:20 prophesied would exactly happen. As in a war, one must be aware of the enemy's presence, and he must be on guard for his attacks. Satan and his cohorts are terrorists. They strike at any moment, and they'll do it in a deceptive manner. Before we consider the next point here of James 3:17, I need to remind you to keep it in mind that this portion, verses 13 through 18 of James chapter 3, are distinguishing between worldly wisdom and heavenly wisdom. When someone gives you advice or counsel, measure it to see if it meets the test of these verses. If it doesn't, then my friend, get away from that counselor as quickly as possible. Now, the next goal listed for us in verse 17 that the Holy Spirit wants to accomplish in you is peaceable. The wisdom from above is first pure, and now this wisdom is peaceable. Now, keep it in mind that all these attributes are permeated by purity. Verse 18 will add that the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. True righteousness and true peace are connected. Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 17 says, "And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever." Now notice, the work of righteousness brings peace. The effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever. In other words, beyond this life, forever. Now, righteousness are the things that we do in obedience to the commands of God's Word. Now, they're not the things that we say, well, I want to do this, and so I'm going to do it, and so that's righteousness. No. You may want to teach Sunday school class. You may want to preach. And yet, that may not be God's will for you to teach the Sunday school class to be a pastor. It may be your desire, but it may not be God's will. You may say, well, I want to do this or do that, and it may not be God's will. And the bottom line is this, is that it's not righteousness if it's not in obedience to the Word of God and God's specific will for your life. Then it is a work of righteousness, and that is the work that brings peace. In Acts 6 is the story of a squabble that took place in the church over the daily ministration. The widows of the Grecians, they felt, were shorted. So, what did the church do? They made deacons of the Grecians. And they made sure that the Grecians, their widows, were not shorted. Now, their goal was to be just and yet make firm decisions. They made the decision, and that settled the problem. They sought a way to solve the problem that was just and pure for the church. However, the church also had to accept the decision of the deacons that were made concerning that matter and not get mad if it didn't go their way. Now, Galatians chapter 5, verse 17 tells us that the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. There's a war going on. God is a spirit, and they who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, too often we try to reduce God to the realm of the flesh and worship him as flesh, or in a fleshly manner, should I say. And my friend, that is not God's way. When we worship to please the flesh instead of to be holy and acceptable unto God, then our worship is corrupted and it's an abomination to God. Remember, when Jesus cleared the temple, it felt good to those people what they were doing, but it was an abomination to God. When Israel made a golden calf in the wilderness, they did it unto the Lord, and to them it made them feel good. But to God it was abominable. Worship is not what makes me feel good. It is what is holy and acceptable unto God. Many Christians lack peace because they have not surrendered to the will and Word of God. Rather, they have their own agenda. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.